welcome to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is I'm going to talk about consciousness. You know, just different ideas, what people have thought about it through the ages and things like that. But before I start that, I'd like to say that there's a chat room available, and it's real easy to get to. Basically, go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. But it's via Facebook, so you have to be a Facebook member also. That's easy to be accomplished also, so that's no big deal as far as that goes. And another thing, I'm available on 12listen.com as a medium and a psychic. So if you want to talk more about the psychic stuff of your life, please give me a call on 12listen. And there are great people on 12listen, great advisors there. They do all sorts of things. So check us out on 12listen.com. And of course, there's always new shows coming up on 12radio.com. So just know that there are a couple new shows coming up. There's been a couple, a couple in the past, like 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and there's going to be two more coming up in the near future. Just want to pass that on to you so you could stay tuned and get more, different opinions, different points of view. But my topic tonight is consciousness. And consciousness, you could say if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Now, is that consciousness? Of course it's consciousness, because in a conscious state, it's about the energy that you're putting forth from your conscious condition, from the brain itself. It's all about frequencies and vibrations. So, and energetically, consciousness is energy. Energetically, consciousness is frequency, vibration. And Nikola Tesla, the great man that he was, he said this 100 years ago, that metaphysics is a branch of philosophy that examines the nature of reality and the relationship between mind and body. So here is Nikola Tesla, who came up with, reinvented electricity, you could say. Maybe this was around thousands of years ago, and with his invention of the Tesla coils, you could say he just drew it from the air. He just drew it from the earth. Free energy. Imagine that. Free energy. You got to kind of wonder why his way of creating electricity never took off. Maybe that was one of the reasons. Free energy. He was willing to give it away to the world. And that's a good thing. But it didn't happen the way he wanted it. And so another thing about your mind. As your mind becomes more apparent, more aware, more awakened, so are your abilities to perceive new and questionable phenomena. In other words, you might have ideas come through that are so off base that they're not you. And you're thinking to yourself, is that believable or what? And so here you are questioning how things are coming to you, the phenomena of your ideas, the conscious state in which you are always in. Are you willing to, how would you say it, change your perceptions so you can be more conscious, so you can be more open to what the universe has to offer you? And the universe has lots to offer to all of us. All we have to do is search it out, look for it, and go for it. You could say take action. That's an important thing. And when you're going to create something new, you got to take the action steps too. And another thing here, Aristotle said that metaphysics is the branch of philosophy that examines the nature of reality between the mind and matter. So here's Tesla talking about mind and body. Here's Aristotle talking about the relationship between mind and matter. So think about your conscious state, your consciousness. Think about every day that we live in a world of matter. Therefore, we can touch things. Therefore, we are able to pick up things. But the conscious state is, you could say, between your mind, between matter, where you could say, does this allow you to be better, to be more? Of course it does. When you start looking at things in a different way and thinking about them in a different way, you're going to come up with newer ideas, maybe better ideas, maybe clearer ideas of what you want, of who you want to be in your conscious state. And in this way, by you, that connection, like the Aristotle about metaphysics, the connection, the relationship between mind and body, that means the power of your mind becomes more apparent. That means your ability to perceive this new and questionable phenomena is easier to perceive, because you're not the skeptic here. You are strictly someone who is on their path to improve their consciousness, to enlarge their consciousness, to take in as much as they can, and to learn about new things, and to be open to new things, or new, you could say, new complex things, or new simple things for that matter. And so we live in this world that you could say is very complex at times and mysterious at times. And so here we are, you and I, walking around going, well, that's a bit odd, or that's different. Now, how many changes have you seen in your lifetime? Like new changes, new things coming up into the world, like the first man landing on the moon, the first computer, et cetera, et cetera. You could say technologies out there. But also, how about the expanding, you could say the metaphysics of it all, that expanding philosophy of your conscious state and allowing you to open yourself up to something greater than yourself. And the conscious state allows you to do that. The conscious state allows you to go to places where your imagination could not even conceive. And so here we are, seeing many changes in our lifetimes. Whether you're 20 or 200, it doesn't matter. You've seen lots of changes in 20 years. And in 200 years, you've seen many changes. And now that things are accelerating, you could say going at a faster pace today, is that due to the fact that people are tuning more into their conscious state? I believe that has something to do with it. I believe that there's more of us trying to achieve, you could say, pure conscious state, a pure mind, creating purity within the conscious state. So you have better options that you are capable of perceiving, creating, and moving forward with them. So things are accelerating faster and faster, day after day, year after year. What I've noticed, even children today are saying things are going fast. And if the children are saying things are going fast, that means they're really accelerating. But it's also you able to tap into your abilities. That's your conscious state. You're tapping into your abilities that you're not aware of at this point, at this time, at this place in your life. And and because of that, the acceleration of time is speeding up. So does your consciousness have anything to do with time and space? Of course it does. It's your perception of how time and space translates for you. So therefore, if more and more people are tuning into their consciousness, tapping into their conscious state, therefore they're causing the acceleration of time and time every year. It gets faster, faster, faster. And like I said, as you open your consciousness, the ability to tap into something that you never known about yourself, that's, you could say, that is true consciousness. All of a sudden you discover something like, oh, I didn't realize I could do that. Well, nice. Now you do know. You know, by you tapping into these abilities, you have a choice there. You could go with it, embrace it, or you could sink with it. In other words, you don't believe it. You can't believe it. You're the skeptic. You're the logical person. You're whatever you are. So in other words, you're limiting your conscious state by not accepting abilities that you are not aware of as yet and allowing those abilities to flourish. As you could say, as we all age, we become wiser. As we become wiser, we become more aware. As we become more aware, we become less sleepy. So therefore, the conscious state has everything you need at any time, any place, anywhere. So tap into that, you could say, unlimited potential of your conscious state here. It's real important. Kind of play with this. Be playful. Be real playful with this. Not so serious or take it so seriously, but be playful about it. Have fun with this. See what you can do. Maybe you can lift that pencil off that desk in front of you. Telekinesis. Maybe you can read people's minds. Maybe you can literally create an object from nothing in midair. You see, that's the conscious state here. The conscious state has unlimited possibilities. Therefore, your conscious state, if you want to enhance, embrace who you are, embrace that. Because when you start embracing your consciousness, you start like adding potential to who you are, creating potential to who you are, and allowing things to come into your life. Maybe you objected against, like let's say a month ago, but now you've changed your mind because your consciousness is more open to the ideas. Therefore, you might want to try it. And let's say you do try something that's different. It's not you, and you actually succeed. And you actually, let's say it's a product. You actually succeed and you actually start making money. You actually start creating something that people want. Whether it's a product or an idea, it doesn't matter here. That's your conscious state. And it's also, are you ready to realize your potential as you mastering your own reality? Because you know, if you want to become a master, you master yourself. And when you master yourself, you are a master of yourself. Therefore, you are a true master. And this is one way of becoming the master of yourself, is to allow your consciousness to expand, allow ideas to come through and not be the skeptic. Just see what they're like. You know, be skeptical if you want, but if you don't want to be, just explore those ideas. Explore what you are about. Because here you are mastering your own realities by you allowing your consciousness and your conscious state to be expansive. And your conscious state is unlimited. There's no limitations there. The only limitations you put on is the limits you put on yourself. Therefore, what are you doing to your conscious state? What are you doing to your consciousness? Therefore, you're really not exploring, you could say, a whole lot that's what's inside of you there, in that conscious mind. And by you becoming the master of yourself, no one else can be the master of you. You have to do this. But when you do it and you become your own master, the world is your oyster. The world is for you to explore. The potential of the world is unlimited because now you have loaded up your conscious state with unlimited possibilities and be willing to take chances maybe to do. And, yes. So it's, you could say changes in your conscious state is essential tool to save your humanity. To save humanity from itself, to save your humanity from yourself. In other words, we become a maybe kinder group of people as opposed to a more violent group of people, because your conscious state, you're willing to explore that and you're willing to explore all aspects. And And in your conscious state, there's the yin and the yang. There's a negative and a positive. So you're going to get both sides of the pictures here, of the picture here, or pictures for that matter. And you got to remember this, that me, all of us out there, we're immortal souls. And in your conscious state, you're actually tapping into the powers of this immortal soul of who you are. You're allowing more expansive ideas to come in because you're allowing yourself and your immortal self to come together, to create some wonderful ideas for yourself, to change your life, to create something so wonderful for yourself that you might be laughing about it for a year, and laughing in a happy way, in a happy manner, because it was a real positive thing. It's a real positive thing. And so how do you become the master of yourself, the master of your own destiny for that matter? And since you are an immortal soul, and it's time, it's, you could say time right now, time is ticking. Time is always ticking. It's time to develop your known abilities and discover all your unknown abilities. And that's what you could say the journey of exploring your conscious state is about. Knowing, you say, developing your known abilities, but discovering the unknown abilities. And there are lots of unknowns within your conscious state because maybe you've limited yourself. Maybe maybe you've limited yourself too long. Therefore, you can't think out of the box. And you can't put your conscious state in a box. You can put things within your conscious state in little boxes and neat places so they're easy for you to find. But it's time for you to go on this discovery tour about knowing, developing more of your known abilities and also discovering all these beautiful unknown abilities that you're capable of. That you're actually capable of, and once you discover these, could have a profound effect on your life, changing everything forever. And you could say the masters throughout history have told us consciousness is everything, from Jesus, Yeshua, to Buddha, and far beyond. There's just two masters there I'm just going to mention. And it just tells you who you really are. You are actually, you could say the physical body is your suit, but you still have to take care of your suit and what's inside that physical body. You could say the mind, and what's inside the mind, your conscious state, and what's inside that conscious state, unlimited possibilities, unlimited ways of recreating yourself, unlimited ways of creating something new for yourself, whether that's in a relationship manner or in a professional manner or even with your family for that matter. And each of us can integrate and expand all these abilities. We have that. We came here with these abilities, but each of us can integrate and have expansive with all these abilities. And it's also about, you say it involves waking yourself up and becoming more aware of the individual path or paths that you are on right now in this present moment. Think about what you're doing and is it satisfactory for you? And the question is, do you want to do this for the rest of your life, what you're doing now? Or do you want to change it up a little? This is all about, you could say, your awareness within your conscious mind, because awareness brings you new ideas, new concepts. Awareness allows you to create whole new paths for yourself, because maybe you don't like the one you're on. Maybe it's time to get off the train and jump on the next train going in the opposite direction. This also takes you as an individual to study, you could say, ancient and modern literature, so you can educate yourself with these universal ideas. That's really important. If you don't know universal ideas, universal concepts, Read the Bible. Read any holy book like the Bible, anything, whether it's Jewish, Muslim, it doesn't matter. They all have these ideas in there. They just say it differently. So be more expansive with your consciousness. If you don't know universal principles, then just start reading about it. And then you start having more expansive ideas, because then you're more aware of what you are about, how you relate to the universe, how the universe relates to you in your conscious state. And you could say studying subjects like quantum physics. Quantum physics is how the universe works. You could say there's lots of unknowns in physics, because we know some, we know a lot, but there's a lot we don't know. We would probably know a small amount, and there's 99.9% is still to be discovered in front of us. And that is, when I said 99.9% still to be discovered with inside of you, within around you, this is your consciousness at work. And you could say the consciousness is not merely influenced by your perceptions of reality, but reality is in turn influenced by your thoughts. So you influence, okay, so the question is, influenced by your perceptions of reality, or is your reality influenced by your thoughts? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? So that's one of those conundrums right there. But I really believe that your reality influences your thoughts, and your reality is always in constant play around you. So what are you going to allow your consciousness to do with things as they come to you? Are you going to be an explorer, allowing yourself to be expansive, great, wonderful, clear, precise? Are you going to be the man or woman that you came here to be, strong, empowered, and creative? That is your conscious state right there. Strong, empowered, and creative. You don't have to be a victim. Victims, if you consider yourself a victim, you might consciously work on that through your conscious state. You don't have to be victimized by anyone. You can. The opposite of victim is the one who is strong, the one who is empowered, the one who can create what he or she wants in their life, our lives. But we're talking about the present one now. And you might consider like more creative ways, more radical ways of completing things in your life. Let's say you're a procrastinator. And, you know, you only get so far with an idea and it just stops. So just know that by you getting rid of the skeptic inside of you and the procrastinate, you are able to have an expansive consciousness. You're allowing yourself to become more aware of your inner thoughts and feelings. That's all you're doing here. But I have a break coming up, and all I would like to say is I'll be back in 5. The second half of the show, I will be taking phone calls so we can talk psychic or we can talk about consciousness. So, or you could talk about, call and just think, what do you think of the subject? You know, does it relate to you?
Broadcast programming. Thanks for tuning in to 1-2 Radio.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Hey, Erica, over here.
Oh, I'm so glad I made it. It was crazy trying to fly here. Couldn't see a thing through all that cloud. Nearly crashed the broomstick.
Blue powder. Much better.
I know, but I'm fresh out of it.
Oh. So, what are we doing?
Well, I thought we should make a commercial for our two radio shows, Breakfast with Erica and Anita on Top of the World. But I haven't got any ideas. You?
Well, I guess we need to tell people what we do. My show, On Top of the World, is a talk show focused on world events, politics, spirituality, entertainment, all kinds of topics. And you know I'm a rebel Aquarian with six planets in Aquarius, and I love to talk about things that other people don't usually focus on. I'm going to bring on people that I call world changers. And let them talk about projects that they're doing to make a difference on the planet.
I love rebels. Yay, go Anita. And I've usually got a guest around the breakfast table as well. I get some amazing people who are prepared to turn up and share their wisdom and their knowledge. And I do the Facebook readings, the chat room. And the first show of the month, I read through my 1-2 Listen star scopes. Do you still have a scope up on 1-2 Listen?
Yes, I do. I write the monthly angel scopes, and those are special messages that are channeled from the angelic realm and the ascended masters.
Wow. Well, we've got plenty to tell people about. We need to make sure that we mention that Breakfast with Erica is at 8, and Anita on Top of the World is right after me at 9.
Perfect. And then we just need to add a bit of magic to it, something to make people take notice.
Mm-hmm, right. We need inspiration. Do you think if I concentrate very hard, I can get a couple of those inspirational chocolate brownies to manifest over here?
I think you can. Go for it. And I will work on the chai tea and on the coffees. What do you fancy? Cappuccino?
Joel Goldsmith said, "We are that place where God becomes visible. Our source and that which constitutes us is God, infinite divine being. We are God being, God appearing, God manifesting. That is the true glory of our being. And that is empowerment." I'm Kelly Whetstone. Please join me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and get to know the real you.
This is Rhea Eusebi, and I am an advisor at 1-2listen.com, where I'm happy to talk with you about anything. When you call, I connect with spirit on your behalf and use my psychic skills and life experience to bring clarity and inspiration to your questions or concerns. Answers and insight will emerge for you through my psychic hearing, seeing, or sensing skills, as well as through divinely guided oracle cards, another one of my tools. As a dedicated light worker, my intention is to light your path, to light your fire of purpose, to lighten your heart, to help you find what lights you up, and to remind you of the light that you are. So if you have something on your mind, come on over to 1-2listen.com.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and I am your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. My topic tonight is consciousness. My consciousness, all our consciousness. But before I mention my topic again, I'd like to say that I'm available. The phone lines are open this second half of the show, but I'm just going to continue to talk about the state of your consciousness and my consciousness. So when I left, I mentioned to you that, well, let me, I just want to repeat this one thing. So your consciousness is not merely influenced by your perceptions of reality, but the reality in turn is influenced by your thoughts. Like I said, it's a chicken or the egg, which came first. So consider that. Consider that, those two lines. And like I said, like before I left, I said, consider more creative, even radical ways of completing things in your life, like with an expansive consciousness. Be a radical. That's how things are changed. You know, people go out of the box and all of a sudden they create something new, something wonderful. It doesn't have to be a thing or a product. It could be anything. So this is, as you become more expansive with your conscious state, this allows you access to be more aware of your inner thoughts and feelings. As you evolve forward in life, in your life, and your consciousness evolves, your brilliance will develop. In other words, the more expansive your conscious state is, the more the more brilliant you can become. In other words, smarter, easy to remember things. So allow that to be part of your conscious state. Your memory improves. Things start becoming easier for you. Now, consciousness. Lynn here mentioned that the pathway to consciousness is a journey to enlightenment. And my comment to her was so true as far as that goes. And Lynn, that is a brilliant comment. Thank you for that. And let's talk about enlightenment. Well, play with your spiritual centers. In your spiritual centers, 6th, 7th chakra, 4th and 5th chakras. Okay, so anything above the heart, you could say, is more spiritual, more air-related, less dense. Think about the first three chakras. They deal with more the physical body, but we're talking about the spiritual third eye, right above the forehead, right between the eyebrows, the crown of your head, your connection to source, to God, to creation. Fourth chakra, heart. You speak through your heart. You could say that's a consciousness by itself. Fifth chakra. That's how you express ideas, views, opinions. That's using your imagination in a brilliant way through the fifth chakra. And that's right by your throat. So it's also meditation, prayer. This is a great way of opening your conscious state. Meditation, prayer, you're just altering your state. You're allowing your state to become freed up, less tense, less intense. Breath work, breathe. Hear the quiet within you. In other words, breathe in, breathe out, and that's all you hear. And eventually, as you breathe in and breathe out, and you're focused on that beautiful breath, that breath of life that you have, guess what? You're quieting the mind down, and the quiet within you is there for you to enjoy. You can say peace of mind. You're no longer thinking about what you have to do tomorrow or 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes from now. You're just here in this beautiful, quiet place with inside of you. And meditation allows the sixth chakra, your pineal gland, you could say the gland where the soul exists. It's the seat of the soul. Some people call it seat of the soul, sixth chakra. It allows your body to process more because your consciousness is more aware. You are more awake. You're not sleeping anymore. For the first time, maybe you're awake. You're really awake. And what I mean by awake is you notice things like you've never noticed before. You could walk into a room. As your consciousness expands, you could walk into a room and literally, from your peripheral view, and you look around, and you have a whole, you could say a whole picture of that room and what people are doing and what they're talking about for that matter. And that's the expansive conscious state. So just know, as you expand, you're going into places and you're allowing your conscious state and you're allowing the mind, the physical mind, as well as your conscious state to meld together, to come together, therefore creating even more expansive ideas, more wonderful things that you are capable of changing or doing for that matter. And it's also, since it's the sixth chakra is the seat of your soul or where your soul resides, some people think that, play with that. That's intuition. That's expansive right there. Intuition has no limits, has no beginnings, has no end, because you are tapping into endless possibilities through your intuition. Intuition is not logical. It's not emotional. I call it the in-between state. And there's also the group consciousness here. Group consciousness. Group consciousness. And most of the population is really focused on this single event. Technical difficulties. Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and this is Jim Komar, and you're on 12radio.com, 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. Technical difficulties tonight, sorry about that. So, but I'm back, and I'm glad I'm back. And I was talking before I left, or was cut off there, group consciousness. And I said, when a single world event occurs and everyone is focused, like a lot of the population is focused on what's happening. Let's say the big tidal wave that happened around the Indian Ocean from the large earthquake in Indonesia there. So everyone's focused on that. You could say there's less random patterns being created in consciousness, but as a group consciousness, since we're all focused on something big that's happening on the planet, you could say we become fully aware of ourselves. We become more aware of ourselves. So group consciousness by itself can change everybody. You could say can change a lot of people in a single event, in a single place, or for that matter, the world. And because we are all so different from each other, we are all individualized creations of our consciousness. It's good when there is a large effort coming, like a world, something worldly is happening, that we all focus in on that and we try to make it better, whether it's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster that matter. It doesn't matter. And like I mentioned, the big tidal wave, the tsunami there, that happened in Indian, hundreds of thousands of people. Was that a sad event? It was, but the world is always in constant change and constant flux. So think of your consciousness as in change and flux, as you change, as you become more expansive, as you become more intent to explore that consciousness of yourself. And this is about, like, since I'm talking about the group consciousness here, it's a large group of people, focused intention. You could say it's the largest group of people, let's say during the Indian Ocean, that event, that's assuming that happened, or 9/11, or whatever event, or another natural disaster. It doesn't matter. Wars around the world, okay? Things like that. We are all focused on that, and we create focused intention. Therefore, with focused intention, a lot of healing can take place. Very large numbers of healings can take place. And so think about your consciousness as a unifying field. When you come up with an idea and you start exploring that idea and you start really getting into the details of the idea, you're creating a unifying field. So you can actually just not think about what you've created here in your mind, but actually how you can do it and literally translate it out into the world. So I consider consciousness a unifying field because it creates unity within you and allows you to fully express what you need to express at any time. And meditation, the effects of meditation. I was talking about meditation earlier, or prayer work for that matter. It does the same thing whether you're praying or meditating. You're just altering, shifting a state of consciousness from something that maybe was negative to something that is more positive, to something that is neutral for that matter. And it's been proven scientifically that when a large group of people get together and meditate, the meditators appear to have a positive influence on certain outcomes. So just say you and a group of people get together and you create a group meditation, but maybe you have an intention on like tonight. Let's say you're in that meditation tonight. Maybe the intention is to change something in the world that is not very pleasant, to make it more pleasant. Well, large numbers of groups, scientifically, they have influence and more positive outcomes. You could say influence on the positive outcomes of the world. So your conscious state, you could say, is powerful. And that consciousness, it becomes even more powerful because it's just not one conscious state, there are thousands, millions. In this case, billions today. And it's also about you manifesting things through your conscious state. It's also about you like letting go of the negative and be in the positive and see what is possible, what you are capable of. When you're in a more positive way, feelings, you could say feeling happier, joyful, more positive about everything, anything, well, your life is just going to be easier in general. And easy is good because there are lots of things that can make life difficult, but through an expansive consciousness, you can allow those to go away. So when you're in a group meditation, create an intention and see what the group can do. When you're doing it by yourself, create an intention and see what you are capable of doing. And it's also about you, you could say, observing things. As you become more aware of consciously of who you are and what you're capable of being or doing for that matter, it's so much easier for you to create what you need in this world, whether it's money, love, any situation. It doesn't matter. And so let's stay on the meditation train here for a second. I got one more thing to say about meditation affects strongly, you could say, perennial wisdom. Wisdom of thousands of years ago, wisdom of today's knowledge. And meditation, it's also, you could say, it's in favor about creating, whether it's prayer or meditation, you're creating a peaceful feeling, you're creating a loving feeling, you're creating, you're thinking about forgiveness when you're creating these states. And as you start forgiving yourself and others around you, your consciousness expands. You're no longer trapped. You're no longer trapped by yourself. And we can trap ourselves any moment, any time, any day. So when you meditate within, it has a collective energetic effect on others. Let's say you have a relative that is in bad shape, has an illness, a severe illness. Well, start praying. See what happens. And you send the prayer directly to him or her, wherever they're at. It doesn't matter. You could be in China and someone you know in Chile in South America is having physical issues. But through prayer work, you could send that energy, the energy of creation there to make that individual better, to make that individual well again. And what about like parallel universes? You know, according to quantum physics, the Big Bang happened 15 billion plus years ago and space and time was created back then. And as it expands, as time goes on, it becomes more expansive. The reason why I said this is think about your consciousness as the Big Bang theory. And boom, it happens. And all of a sudden, your consciousness is more aware, more awake, and you're excited about life. Let that permeate inside of you. Let that conscious state be expansive as the universe is, as expansive as it is today. As you look up into the night sky, our afternoon beautiful sunny day and you see the moon, you know, in the sky. You know, it's all about things like that. It's all about you going into different places within inside of you. It's a sensation of who you are and who you're willing to become. Do you want to change certain aspects of yourself? With an expansive consciousness and I'd like to comment. Diane, thank you. Meditation has changed my life. I totally agree. It has changed my life. It has made me calmer. It has made me more expansive within myself. I've been doing it for a long time. And I think it really calmed me down. It has really centered me, grounded me. Because when I'm in that meditative state, I'm open to whatever comes in and I'm open to creation itself, to source, to God. And that's what it's all about. So It's all about your conscious state. It's all about your awarenesses. It's about as you become more aware, as you become awakened and you're no longer sleeping as you're walking through your day, you're going to see the world differently because your consciousness sees it differently. And therefore, you might say, well, I saw the same thing yesterday and it looked totally different today. What is that about? It's because of your consciousness. You allowed something to change. You allowed something to awaken inside of you. You're just seeing it differently. And it's also, you know, think about your consciousness. Compare to the universe, how expansive the universe is. The Big Bang Theory started off from one single point to where we're at today. You know, billions of light years between galaxies and all that stuff. It's time for you to think of your consciousness as ever growing, as always expanding, as always to be open to new ideas, as always to be creative ideas coming through you and using the imagination so you could go to places where you're capable of, but you don't think you're capable of getting there. And was interesting. I read this article in 2012. Researchers they discovered a particle and they called it the God particle. And this is basically it's a subatomic particle that creates all sorts of force fields that permeates the cosmos. Subatomic means it's even smaller than small. And what about even smaller than small? Well, we haven't discovered the smaller than small, but we know enough that there are subatomic particles and found and discovered what they call the God particle. Creation itself. Now, since we discovered it, do we know how to use it? No. No. Will we ever? Maybe. Then again, maybe not. And this God particle, the God particle creates all sorts of energy fields, force fields that permeate throughout the cosmos, creates gravity, creates umpteen forces out there, dark matter, light matter, all sorts of things. This allows other particles within the property known as mass to exist. So that's a crazy thought there. The God particle that was discovered in 2012 by a group of researchers allows other particles to create mass, the property known as mass. And think about that. Now you're creating mass from your own conscious state. Great idea. Great idea. But my show is over and I just want to thank everyone, all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my show. Thank you. Thank you, chatters tonight. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Like I said, to all the beautiful men and women listening to my show, wherever you're at, I hope this gives you more an awareness tonight or today, depending on when you're looking at it, where you're living. So all I'd like to say is, the next show up is with Diana Silva, Mole Mama. It's a great cooking show, but it's also, I think, of food as a spiritual thing too. So there's a spiritual essence with food as well as the physical essence. So also remember, there's only peace and love in the world. Despite what's going on inside of you, despite what's going on around you, peace and love will bring you contentment and will bring you expansive consciousness. Until next week, peace and love, that's all there is. We'll talk next week. Have a great week ahead. Bye.